Watteau, Piero Content, 1712. The 18th century brought with it a new taste in art, the Rococo style. France at this time was the center of all that was deemed elegant. King Louis XV gave his name to a style that represented the end of the Baroque. It was mainly based on very rich and ornate decoration, with marble and gilt everywhere, particularly on furniture and on whimsical frames and moldings. The decoration of the royal palaces is a good example of the style, in which ovals and curves in general seem to pervade everything. Among painters, the depiction of pretty, courtly scenes becomes widespread, with opulently dressed figures heavily influenced by characters from the Commedia dell'arte, such as Piero and Harlequin, and usually set in gardens. Watteau and Fragonard were the leading exponents of this style. The Thyssen Museum offers us this lovely picture by Watteau. The scene is set in a garden, and the light falls on the figures, highlighting the beauty and richness of their clothing. In the center, we can see a Piero. He was a typical character from the Italian Commedia, who represented freedom and who enjoyed music and company. This was one of Baron Thyssen's favorite paintings, and he had it copied as the background to a portrait of himself by Lucian Freud.